Skull Rock Podcast, talking all things Disney with your hosts, Aljon Goh and Dave Bossert.
Do you just love to learn more about the magic that embodies animated films, theme park attractions, and more? The all-encompassing universe created and produced by the genius of Walt Disney has spanned nearly 100 years and counting.
From his earliest film endeavors with the Laugh-O-Gram cartoons and the Alice comedies, to the creation of Mickey Mouse, to the first animated feature film, Snow White and the Seven Dwarves, and then dreaming up Disneyland, Walt Disney continuously raised the creative bar, and today his company has carried on that tradition as a global entertainment juggernaut. I'm Dave Bossert, artist, filmmaker, and author.
And I'm Aljon Goh, musician, podcaster, and radio guy. Every week, Dave and I will explore the entertainment galaxy that is Disney with insightful conversation, stories, and special guests talking all things Disney.
Listen to never-before-heard stories and behind-the-scenes moments from some of your favorite Disney films, theme park attractions, performances, books, music, and so much more from knowledgeable, insightful, and thought-provoking hosts and guests. Hear the latest news about Disney past, present, and future.
Skull Rock Podcast is your go-to source for the magic we all love. Skull Rock Podcast. Visit skullrockpodcast.com.
I think this is your favorite music bed, is it not?
I like this. It's very happy sounding. Makes you want to clap.
Does it make? What else makes you want to clap?
You know what else makes you want to clap? Is the breaking news we're about to talk about.
Breaking news. Lord almighty. Oh, I can't believe it.
It makes me so happy. I could do a little happy dance. You know what?
What?
It even makes Loki happy.
Well, that's wonderful. All right, gang. It's Kristen Alton here, another episode of Disney List, and we have some breaking news. We initially were going to talk about some, you know, Shop With Us tonight.
Yes.
We're going to originally do Shop With Us, but no, we're talking about Bob Iger coming back. Bob is back.
Yes!
The paycheck is out, and Iger is back. I can't, like, literally right before we went on, I was like, we're scrapping the show. We're totally going to do something different. And then my phone is blowing up like Iger. Literally, that's like Iger. It's like, what the heck? So we'll read more
so
into it.
Good.
Oh, man. It's like happy days, you know, happy. There's some conspiracy theories, but we'll talk about that in just a little bit. But let's go ahead and talk about tonight's Disney travel deal, save, with Kristen.
Oh, yes.
And save. Kristen, what do we have going on?
Okay, so this one's for Walt Disney World, and right now you can save up to $400 on a four-night, four-day room and ticket package at select Disney Resort hotels. And this deal is going to be good for most nights, December 11th through the 25th, most Sunday through Thursday nights, January 2nd through February 28th of 2023, and most nights, March 1st through March 30th. That means you can enjoy the very last bit of the Walt Disney World 50th anniversary celebration.
Wow.
At a discount.
How about that? Save money with time. Save money with time. Save time and money with Kristen. Where can they email you for their free quote to get you started on their next awesome Disney trip?
At themeparksandcruises@gmail.com. And hey, with all this news, people may really want to travel now.
Maybe so.
Maybe we'll see more deals coming.
Yeah, perhaps.
Because we know Paycheck didn't want to give them out.
Yeah, let's ditch that reservation system, shall we?
Yes.
All right, how about this? This show is brought to you by our good friends at Shure Microphones, SHURE.com. They are the podcast mic and microphone experts. Check them out. The MV7 podcast mic is what we're using tonight on the show. A dynamic mic with both USB and XLR output, so you can plug it straight into your PC, or you can plug it straight into the interface, into the board, if you will, just like I am. Get that pure, awesome sound. But no matter what you do, if you get this Motive app that Shure has, the Shure Plus Motive app, you can make yourself sound like $1 million. So once again, check them out and tell them the Disney List podcast sent you there at Shure, SHURE.com. Also, Gator Framework Studio, they provide all kinds of fun stuff for you creators out there, as well as music lovers, lighting, AV equipment, podcasters, content creators. They mentioned that they make awesome furniture. Yes, GatorFrameworks.com. And don't forget our other friends too, Kingdom Strollers over there, Kingdom Stroller Rentals in Orlando, Florida. Strollers to your Orlando resort. Check out KingdomStrollers.com. If you want to advertise on this show, yes, send us an email there at DisneyList@gmail.com.
The following is a production of the Sorcerer Radio Network.
An imagination, huh?
Are you guys ready?
Are you ready?
From the Gator Framework Studio in Music City, it's the Disney List. The Disney List. Disney fans Kristen Hetzel and Al John Go bring you top 10 lists from the Disney parks, films, Star Wars, Marvel, news, travel tips, and more. Now prepare yourself for the Disney List.
Wait a minute, where's my prepare myself? Where's my prepare? Hey, wait, wait. Hey, this is a sound effect for Bob Chapek. Are you ready? I'm going to cut this off. You ready? Here
yep,
you go.
I'm ready.
We're powering down Bob Chapek. Oh, man. Can you believe it?
Yeah, because he was not a new and improved Bob.
Right before we went on the air, gang, we're like, we're going to do a shop with us and do a screen and, you know, use our Amazon link and our Disney store link, and we're going to go shopping and you're going to just come shopping with us.
I have 10 items that are awesome that I wanted to share.
10 items, and we'll share the
items. You had your 10.
I had my 10 items. And then all of a sudden I hear this breaking news. Wait, hold the phone. Hold the phone. We've got this breaking news. And people have been texting me about it, like, what? All right. In a stunning turn of events, according to Hollywood Reporter, Walt Disney Company says Bob Chapek will step down as CEO, with Bob Iger returning to lead the company.
Woohoo!
What? What? Okay. Disney's board of directors announced a decision tonight. Tonight, as we record this, which is Sunday night, you're going to hear this tomorrow on Sorcerer Radio. We're going to be the first to cover it. Quote, here's the quote. We thank Bob Chapek for his service to Disney over his long career, including navigating the company through the unprecedented challenges of the pandemic, said Susan Arnold, chairman of the board, in a statement. Quote, the board has concluded that as Disney embarks on an increasingly complex period of industry transformation, Bob Iger is uniquely situated to lead the company through this pivotal period. Right,
so much for retirement.
Chapek had just signed a new multi-year contract in June. Oh, I can't wait for them to buy out that. We'll talk about that here in just a moment. What does that mean? So Iger even acknowledged in an email to Disney employees Sunday that he's returning with an incredible sense of gratitude and humility, and I must admit, a bit of amazement. While Iger will be returning to his old role, the board has also made it clear that the new term will be a temporary one. Iger has agreed to serve as Disney CEO for 2 years with a mandate from the board to set strategic direction for renewed growth and to work closely with the board developing a successor to lead the company for the completion of his term, the board said. So the training wheels for the new guy is on, or the new person, whomever that is. Iger stepped aside as CEO in February of 2020, handing the reins over to Chapek, who previously led the company's theme parks and consumer products division. He continued to serve as executive chairman of the company, stepping down from that position just 11 months ago. Of course, Arnold noted in his statement, the novel coronavirus pandemic demonetization ding took its toll on the company, shutting down theme parks. By the way, Hollywood Reporter, it's not them parks, it's theme parks, typo, and cruise ships, and stopping almost all film and TV production. It also, however, turbocharged streaming growth, with Chapek leaning into streaming by reorganizing the company to focus on digital. They double down on that. But his tenure has also been marked with controversies and distractions, from the lack of aggressive campaign against Marvel star Scarlett Johansson to Disney's response or lack thereof of Florida's bill that I dare not say for more demonetization. Chapek had to deal with a wide array of misfires during his relatively brief tenure atop the company. I am extremely optimistic for the future of this great company and thrilled to be asked by the board to return as its CEO, Iger said in a statement. And Disney and its incomparable brands and franchises hold a special place in the hearts of so many people around the globe, most especially in the hearts of our employees, whose dedication to this company and its mission is an inspiration. I'm deeply honored to be asked again to lead this remarkable team with a clear and mission focused on creative excellence to inspire generations' unrivaled, bold storytelling. Well, well, well. You know, if there's one thing that Bob Iger did, and he's done a lot of things. If you've read his book, then you know, which I totally recommend everyone reading this book, is that he is a face of a brand, or the face of a brand that knows how to interact and speak really, really well. He is one of the best CEO speakers that I have ever witnessed. And that is right next to my own boss and CEO that I work for, which he's an amazing guy. There's no doubt about that. I've said that on record before. The chat room is going wild. If you're tuning in from us from every other platform known to man, the Disney List does stream live every week there on Facebook every Sunday. And you can check out the show chat there and interact with us, because I know that this is the only chat that we answer to. Kevin Anderson says, woo! It's like a Ric Flair woo. Woo! Then Scott Fody says, top 10 ways Iger is better than Chapek. Well, we could break that down tonight, I'm sure. Lindsay, of course, our show producer, says, that's awesome news. Now maybe we'll all go back to normal. Tyler Morris says, I can't wait till they get rid of Disney Genie. Not that simple, but what they can do is get rid of a lot of the different
reservations. Gosh, I love
park reservation systems suck. I'll be quite honest. Mike Cassidy says, best Disney news in a long time. Yeah. Lindsay says, can't wait for Disney to go back to normal. I think Andrew Sparks. I love Andrew, man. That's LOL. I love that. I'm going to.
Actually, he had commented.
Is he going to hop on? Is he going to hop on this thing? Andrew, you going to hop on, buddy?
He should hop on.
Should hop on. Let me see. I don't know.
Because remember, he had a prediction that in 2023,
Bob would come back.
Was it that Bob was going to come back, or was it that the paycheck was going to be like gone?
Oh, yeah.
But that was his prediction on, I think, November 9th.
Is it November 9th? Uh-huh. You talked about it. Jill Smith says, I feel like Christmas came early. And no kidding, Jill. How does one hop on? Let's see. Andrew, get on the chat. Let's see. I think I can. It's been a long time since we've did one of these. Usually we do this. You can just call my. You want to call me, Andrew? Call my cell phone. I'll pop you through. Yeah, I was like, wait a minute, we're not on Zoom, so I can't bring you on that way, but you can call my cell. If you happen to call my cell, I'll turn on. Let's see, do not disturb. No, we're not going to do that.
Kevin White says, happy Sunday night.
Oh, yeah, no kidding, Kevin. Maybe I can call you, Andrew.
Could it be a happier Sunday night?
I don't know, man. This is probably the best show ever just because of the news. Let's see. You see, what else is going on in the chat? Because
he
live.
Says, message you.
Oh, my cell number. Yeah, come on, Andrew. Oh, there it is. Okay, we'll call him.
Okay.
Okay. There you go, Andrew. We're calling Andrew live here, y'all. It's going to be on the telephone.
This now will be the point in which he could turn things around or keep him on the bad
Andrew
path.
Sparks.
Am I live?
You're live on the show, on the old cell phone.
Okay, I'll watch my language.
Okay, gosh. Hey, it's Sunday night. Do you know where your Bob is?
Well, I'll tell you what, Chris and Al John, I'm sitting on my couch. The living room is dark. The kids are asleep. The wife's asleep. And I'm watching 1883 on Amazon Prime. Have you watched the show 1883?
It's on the list.
It's on the list. Okay, it's part of the Taylor Sheridan universe that I am now a part of, and where I've been in hiding since my Colorado vacation in July.
There you go.
So I am now 100% on Team Taylor Sheridan. I'm addicted. I've got Dan Post cowboy boots. I've got a Cody James cowboy hat that's brown that looks like something Kevin Costner has in his spare bedroom and his mansion in Breckenridge. So I'm all cowboyed up now. Nice. And the reason I am cowboyed up is the fact that Disney in the last few months has kind of let me down.
Yeah.
As the reigns of Bob Chapek.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
All day, it's not been good news. I want some good news. You know what? For the last 16 years, I've given Mickey Mouse a hug. But for the last year or two, I feel like Mickey has not given me a hug.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I do.
You know what I'm saying?
I know what you're saying.
And so I'm watching. So I'm watching. I think his name's Sam Elliott, the great actor, right?
That's right.
Sam Elliott's on 1883, along with that country music star Faith Hill. You guys are in Music City, Nashville,
that's right.
Tennessee.
Yes.
Faith Hill, right. And her husband
Tim McGraw.
Yeah, those are big names, right? In Nashville, yeah.
Huge,
big name,
global actually.
Yes. So I'm watching Sam Elliott, Faith Hill, and Tim McGraw in my living room. And then I get this text message from my sister in Cincinnati, the pharmacist. And she says, "You're not going to believe this. Bob Chapek has been fired by Disney. And guess what? Iger's coming back, baby. And I can't believe it. I immediately get on the phone. I pause the TV. I don't care about 1883 anymore. I care about Disney. It's like I'm back at Disney circa 2006.
Oh, it's gone.
And it's fantastic. I feel rejoiced. It's amazing. I feel like giving Mickey Mouse a hug. He doesn't know me anything. I'm going to go back and see Goofy and Donald and Daisy and Mickey and Pluto and all the rest. It's going to be amazing. Happy days are here again, baby.
Yes.
Happy days are here again. Woo!
Yes. Well, give me that Ric Flair. Sweet.
So I get on my Facebook and I see you guys are calling up a show and I'm just hitting up the smiley faces and now yes. I'm on the air with you. How about
it? I love it, man. I love it. But you see, now that is what I'm talking about. It's the energy and the excitement that Bob Iger brings back to the brand, you know.
And you mentioned, yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, and I was going to say, and you know, we were listening to this this YouTuber earlier and it's like, you're right. You know, the brand has so much equity. And over the course of the past year and a half, it's been rough. Everybody's been locked down. Everybody's now ready to go back on their vacation, ready to try to get back to some type of normalcy. And the Disney brand is taking hit after hit after hit. Their equity has gone down in a lot of true Disney fans' eyes and hearts. But now it's like there's a new hope. Bob Iger is back. Bob Paycheck is kicking the curb. And there you have it, man. I mean, people are happy about this change. And I know you're ecstatic. I mean, you can't even keep, you can't even stay pinned down to your couch. You are just jumping all over the place.
Chris and Al, John, you may recall back in the 1980s when a certain president named Ronald Reagan was in office in
yes.
about 1984.
Yes.
And you remember back in 1984, a certain individual named Michael Eisner came to the throne of the Mouse of House. Mm-hmm. And what did Michael Eisner do? He built Disney World and what it is today, right?
That's
arguably.
Right. That's right.
With
yeah.
all the hotels, the resorts, the restaurants, Planet Downtown Disney, as we know it. And what we love today, Michael Eisner's fingerprints are on all of it.
That's right.
We love paper fast pass, right?
Yes.
So then the reins go, and you know, it was kind of an ugly goodbye. I mean, we've all had bad relationships break up, and that was a bad way of you in a relationship. But, hey, it's okay, right?
Yes.
So 2005, we get Bob Iger. And you know what? He's building on top of the House of Cards, right?
Yes.
I mean, it started with Eisner, and now he's building the House of Cards. It's getting to be beautiful. He buys Star Wars, right? He's putting in money into the parks, into the restaurants, into the hotels, and everything looks great. And come 2019, everything's looking great, right?
Yep. Yeah.
And then COVID happens. And then we get this schmuck named, Chapek.
Chapek,
right?
Yes.
And you know what he does? Chapek, he comes down and like the big bad wolf blows the house down, right? And it's just, it's a mess. It's a mess. It turns people off. It makes you want to boo him at D23. But you know what? People did boo him at D23.
That's true.
So, no, I am just gloriously happy right now that it seems like we've gone back to the original GOAT,
yes.
who did a whole bunch of stuff for the Disney. And you know what? It's not like he doesn't have flaws, sure.
Yes.
But it's something positive in a direction where, you know what? if the football team isn't winning football games with a new coach, you go back maybe to the old coach.
There you go.
Right? Yeah. You give the ball to the quarterback that's the Hall of Famer. Right? And yes. I think that's what Disney's doing here.
Let me question you this.
And it's really cold in this garage. It's like it was a balmy 29 degrees here in Indianapolis. And just because I know I'm going to be ecstatic about this news, I'm in my garage, and I think it's about 18 degrees.
Oh, my gosh.
So
I'm
wearing my Colorado shirt. I've got my my Hallmark-style flannel jammies on with some white socks. And I'm freezing. But you know what? I'm with you guys, and I'm just warming up.
No, that's awesome. I mean, let me ask you this, and you guys, take a wild guess at how much Bob Chapek's base salary is right now. How much do you think how much is he getting paid, do you think?
Because he signed a multi-million dollar.
Let
me tell you something. I'm not in corporate America, but I could probably tell you that it's usually in the six figures, but it's the bonuses. It's the bonuses and stock options that pump it into the 8-9 digits.
Oh yeah. Yeah. So how much do you think he's making for his long-term deal?
I think his yearly salary out of Southern California would have been around $125,000.
Okay. So just so you know, he signed.
And that's based off, and if I'm way off, I'm just saying that's based off of what I've heard of, CEO structures with bonuses, stock options, all that other stuff that goes into a contract.
Okay. So he is making a base salary of $2.5 million. Okay.
Not bad.
But his annual long-term incentive stock grant, his stocks, all right, increased from 15 to 20 million, with 60% of those being performance-based RSU. So he is making about 17.5 mil a year just in stock options and his base salary. And
so you're saying
he
may be able to afford a trip to Disney World.
I think so. I would think so. I think he could probably get one of those cabanas.
You're saying he may be able to afford Club Lounge at the Grand Floridian. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, basically. but he was signed to a new contract that runs into 2025. If there is a clause where Disney could buy him out of his contract, but it's going to be costly. I have to wonder if they're going to let him kind of run the clock and pay the deal out over time as a Dunsell CEO.
I think the board looked at everything last week, and God love him, Jim Cramer on CNBC came forward with that amazing montage that's available on YouTube that you got to see, calling for him to be fired.
Yep.
That, he used the coach analogy, like I just, it hasn't worked. You got a losing record. You need to be replaced. Right.
Yes.
So, I mean, I, as soon as I saw that, and I saw some other stuff come on across the board, New York Times, I think Washington Post had an article out there. I put on our message board, the private one for the Sorcerer Radio DJs, that I gave him till spring. I give him the spring. I don't know what I was smoking or what I was drinking or whatever was going on through my head. Well, I think I meant to say in 5 days. So that's how long it took. Right? Here we are. It's Sunday night.
Oh, yes.
What is this? November 20th?
Yes.
I'm excited with the way the direction that the company seems to be headed. And you know something? I think it's going to give a little bit more pizzazz of the holiday season and what's going to be coming up for the 100th anniversary of the Walt Disney Company. I think it's a positive, right?
I didn't
know what was going to happen under Chapek.
No.
None of us did.
No.
None of us did. But let me tell you something.
Let's talk about
the 50th anniversary underperformed by leaps and bounds of what we had thought this was going to be. I went to Kings Island this year, okay?
Yeah.
Kings Island, here in 2 hours away in Cincinnati, their 50th was better than Disney's, and I stand by that.
I've got
why?
Yes.
It had nostalgia. It had heart. It had character, and it had a sense of where we came from, what we're doing, and where we're going.
Yes.
Oh man, okay? I wish I had known that. I should have gone to that.
In their fireworks show, it moved you more than the one that you saw at the Magic Kingdom. and it wasn't even close.
So you're telling me that currently Disney's bankrupt on the Clear Vision in so many different ways
when I went to the 50th back in March for spring break, we left there thinking, what were they thinking of, you know, the show, the entertainment, and the overall 50th anniversary in itself? Golden statues around the entire resort. That was the idea, you know? I mean, that was fine and all, but, I mean, come on, give me some 1971 stuff. Give me some Walt Disney. Give me some Roy Disney. I want to see Eisner. I want to see Mary Blair. I want to see all the folks that created Walt Disney Resort in the last 50 years. And you know what? We looked for it. We didn't see it. We saw golden statues. We saw selfies. But you know what? We spent a week down there, and it wasn't there. So, yeah. Kings Island 1, Disney 0.
Yeah.
So but you know what? I think with Iger now, I think he's going to get with his team of Imagineers, the ones that are left, yes, and they're going to look at the 100th anniversary and put something cool together because they know they dropped the ball. There's no way they thought that was a good anniversary. There's no way.
You know what? You're absolutely right, though, because we are standing on the precipice of the company's 100th anniversary. That's taking place here in just a few weeks. Okay. 2023 is already here, and the company needs something to make it look good. It really does, in my opinion.
It needs a positive headline. The headlines that have been coming out of Disney for the last year or so have really stinked.
Yeah.
They have. I mean, how much the cost for Disney Genie Plus, the fact that you can go to a park and may not even get to ride a ride. From the price of ticket sales going through the roof, that middle America can't afford to go to Disney World anymore. Just bad headline after bad headline after bad headline. And you need a good headline. That's why I paused Sam Elliott and Faith Hill and Tim McGraw and jumped out of my couch with excitement. Because you know what? That's the first good headline I've seen out of Disney in quite some time, Chris and Al John. It was amazing. Yes.
There you go.
Yes.
Give the man. Hey, by the way, I found a clip.
Before you play that, I have to say something.
Yeah. Okay. Go ahead.
I'm sure hoping that whoever he is, Bob Iger is deciding to groom to fit, you know, replace Bob Paycheck, that they are a likable person, because even when he was just in charge of the Disney parks, there's something so unlikable about him. He just, when he talks, he sounds condescending for one, but he just comes across as a complete donut hole.
Just, you know, when I interned at Disney in 2006, was just a sprinkle of dust in the great scheme of things. But, you know, I never met anyone that knew who Card Walker was. But I sure knew a lot of people who knew who Michael Eisner was. Uh-huh. And Michael Eisner would always show up to the parks, hand out chocolate bars, ice cream bars, and have a smile on his face. Had a real sense of personality. Mm-hmm. And it's the same Michael Eisner you saw on TV, you know, introducing the Disney Sunday Night Movie. And, Bob Iger going on TV shows and interviews and writing books and doing the circuit. Always having that presidential style to him. You know, always a smile on his face.
Uh-huh.
You know, that's just part of the job. And then you got Chapek who comes in, or Chapek. How do you say his name, by the way? I'm really curious.
Chapek.
It's Chapek. Chapek comes on, and he's got a personality of a tree. You know, it's like, what's going on?
Hey, you're so insulting Groot there.
You're insulting Groot, for Groot's sake.
For who?
For Groot's sake.
Oh, that's the, I have not seen any of those movies.
Guardians of the Galaxy, yes.
Guys, we talked about this. I haven't seen any of the Guardians.
All right, that's all right. We won't hold that against you.
Or anything comic book related. I'm sorry. I skipped all of that, okay? I haven't even seen episode 9 yet of Star Wars. Forgive me.
that's okay, though.
Hey, before we do this, I have to say, let's play this little clip here about what you were talking about, alluding to with Mad Money, Jim Cramer, host on Squawk Box.
Disney. I want to talk crypto. I want to talk Meta, and I want to talk the elections. Go.
All right. Disney, if They have ESPN. If we were on ESPN, we would say he's got to be fired. That's pretty cut and dry.
You're firing Bob Chapek? Is that what you're saying?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Because?
I felt that he had a couple of years. The team's going downhill. I mean, that was incredible. Last night was really, the team has been going downhill. I had faith. Same way I had faith in Frank Reich in the Colts, and I still do with Frank because he had a winning record. But there is just no doubt that he has to go. I mean, that was just unconscionable. And the quarter itself, the way he handled it, I mean, he made it sound like it was just a four-star quarter. Delusional.
What else do you have to say, right? What else do you have to say?
You can't say anything.
You know, you come out, you know, we all came home and gave our parents, you know, our report cards and stuff. It's like you come into the house and you say, oh my gosh, you know, science went fantastic. Spelling. Oh, you kidding me? Oh, reading, get out of here. History. And you turn in your report card, your parents look at it and you say,
I know it. Hey, so there's a conspiracy theory, and I'll bounce this off of you if you have a minute.
Freezing in my garage. I don't know how much longer before I lose consciousness.
Okay. Before you lose consciousness, I'll ask you this. There was a conspiracy theory saying that Bob Chapek is the man to do all the drastic things that Disney wanted to have done in Bob Iger's absence but couldn't do with Bob. So they chose, handpicked Bob Chapek and did them, and now they're bringing Bob back. This was all part of a master plan. Is there any thought on that particular conspiracy theory? Because
yes,
it could.
Yes, I have an opinion.
Yes,
I have an opinion. I have an opinion. It's an opinion of thought. It's an opinion that I've absorbed and given much thought, and I'm prepared to give you it. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
That's the stupidest thing I've ever heard in my life.
Oh, man. That's awesome. That's awesome. Hey, listen, I'm only reporting the news. I have no idea. I don't think it was their plan. However, it had worked in their favor. I mean, I think they always knew that they had Bob in their back pocket and that was going to cost them an arm and a leg for him to save the Titanic, right?
Yes, or something like that and stuff. But I'll tell you this, Chris and Al, John, you know what? In 100 years, you know, in the sea of the history of the Walt Disney Company, you're going to have high tides and low tides, right?
Yes.
And you're going to have there's been a lot of high tides and there's been a lot of low tides. There's been a lot of times when we've opened resorts, we've opened parks, we've come out with amazing movies. We've had acquisitions. There we go. Thank you. Acquisitions that have made complete sense. And on the flip side, we've had tens of thousands of people lose their dream jobs. We've had people, suffer. And there's been some times of, reflection and sadness. And you know what? At the end of the, through a company's life, a company's operating as a business, you're going to have moments like this. And I think when companies go through something like this, they come out stronger on the other side. And I think that's all we have to do is think that, well, maybe this is the first step in a long process of getting back to the Disney that we know and love and remember. And maybe in a few years, we'll look back and say this is probably the best night that has happened in the last few decades of the Walt Disney Company, November 20th, 2022.
Mark that day. Andrew, thank you so much for joining us, and give a plug for your show on Sorcerer Radio once again.
Touring the World. Thursdays at 1 o'clock, 8 o'clock replay, Eastern Standard Time. Replay Saturday at noon. We'll be back again this Thursday. Been taking a few months off and having a lot of things go on personally that reflect to a new career change.
Yes, congratulations.
Thank you. Just took a new job with a new company. Had to leave my previous employer after 13 years. It was hard to say goodbye, but a new opportunity that has opened a lot of doors for our family, and happy to be starting that again here in a few weeks. So,
yes.
Been taking a few months off touring the world, but we'll have a new one up and running this Thursday. So
that's amazing. Well, congratulations on everything for you, your family. Happy holidays to you. Looking forward to the big Sorcerer Radio holiday show that's coming up. I'm looking forward to that. It's always a blast having you
happy
on.
Happy days are here again. Happy days are here again. We got Iger back, baby. We got Iger back.
Yes.
President Al John, God love you, great Americans. We'll talk to you later.
Awesome. Thank you, Andrew. Take care, buddy. Look at that, man. Look at that. Andrew Sparks joining us on the show. And I will say, yes, happy days are here again. And I don't pay a lot of attention to those conspiracy theories. It's just a little bit too far-fetched for me. But I will say this is coming at a very pivotal time for the company as layoffs happen. More layoffs are going to happen. Disney's strategy of doubling down on the streaming service during the pandemic served them well. But now in this time, things are opening back up. They are having a hard time staffing at the parks. Movies are not performing as well as they have been. And the whole situation is in flux right now. And the economy itself is in a flux right now. Signs pointing toward a recession. You have gas prices reaching, you know, level highs in so many different states. You have, you know, the typical family buckling down on resources in order to have good Christmases. You know, maybe they're not spending as much as they normally do spend or had spent in the past, you know, prior to the pandemic. And so, you know, what is the company to do? And they take hit after hit after hit of just needless PR disaster after disaster because of how someone positions themselves and their thoughts on the company. Bob Chapek has stepped into a hole every single time, and he alienates doesn't even people remember, in his own company.
He doesn't even remember which park is the
happiest
place on earth versus the most magical place on earth. I mean, come on. How do you mess that up?
Boy, there's so many things we could talk about.
We need to create a whole reel of stuff that he has just said that's been beyond stupid. There's probably one out there somewhere. everything he has said has been misspoken and incorrect. He's just, even when he smiles, he doesn't look like a nice dude. He just, I don't know.
I always say that when our fans and our audiences put their kids to bed at night after watching Pinocchio or Dumbo or Little Mermaid, they're probably not going to tune into another animated movie. Mm-hmm. They want something for them.
That's Bob Chapek saying that animation's only for kids. really? Oh, man, I tell you.
You know, apparently he doesn't know that there's a lot of people out there that watch animation on their own time without children.
Ay. I don't even know what to say. There's so many just bad things. But, hey, look, you know, I tried to give him the benefit of the doubt. Right. And no matter what people say or how people think during the time of the pandemic, he did a lot of great moves in order to help keep the company afloat. That is respectful. That is something to be respected. But I will say that, you know, having a personality, having the, you know, the, as Andrew said, the presidential smile and being respectful to the fans, those type of things, I have no idea why he seems like he's got such a big chip on his shoulder, but I guess it doesn't really matter.
You know who he kind of reminds me of? He kind of like carries himself like, I'm better than you kind of thing. Is it makes me think of Vince McMahon. I mean, that guy comes off as a donut hole. But I mean, that's part of like the role that he plays.
That is also
too.
The role that he plays, right?
But Paycheck shouldn't be playing that role. You're supposed to smile. You're supposed to be likable. I mean, you're the face of the company.
You know what's funny is that this entire, if you just search on YouTube, Bob Chapek, it just so much comes up. Just so much comes up. It's just insane. Let's see here. Okay, there's a few people in the chat. Once again, if you're joining us live, thank you for joining us. This is the Disney List. We are there at the Disney List podcast, Kristen and Aljon on Facebook, broadcast live every single week. We are also broadcast on Sorcerer Radio at srsounds.com. Podcast is everywhere you find podcasts. Give us a like, share, subscribe, all that stuff. Check that bell for notifications every time we go live.
You know, you have to wonder when they signed that deal, like why sign him to a 3-year deal at that time?
Well, it was August. I mean, the world was in a different place. You know, the world changed. The world has changed a lot, actually, since.
But he was still August. Sucking then. You know, it's not like, did they really think
since
if they
June
re-signed
of 2022,
him,
y'all,
that it would improve?
Well, he had a lot of things that didn't go their way in the last investor call.
I don't know. I just think it was a bad move when they did that. But maybe they couldn't get Bob Iger to agree to come back yet.
No. I mean, he was in all aspects, Bob Iger, his chess piece was off the board. You know, he was not going to come back. You know, he wasn't going
to
come back.
You have to wonder how much money they're paying him to come back.
Oh, you better believe think about it. All right, if Bob Chapek,
you're being asked to fix a sinking ship.
Well, if Bob Chapek,
yeah,
was making $2.5 million base salary and up to $20 million with stock options, how much do you think Bob Iger is going to make?
Well, we know it's more, years? But it's I'm wondering how much more he's going to get paid than what he did when he left.
Probably quite a bit. I mean, he doesn't need the money. Let's put it like
that.
Oh,
no, but you're asking somebody to come out of retirement.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. That's insane.
And into a sinking ship.
Joan Crane in the chat says, big bucks to come back. Hey, you ain't kidding.
Yep.
You ain't kidding. It's like, you know, he did everything he set out to do. He proved everybody that he is a person with vision. He went through so many things during, if you read his book, another endorsement for that book, the Bob Iger biography. If you read that book and you realize, you know, this guy has went through so many ups and downs with Shanghai and, you know, the different political situations happening and social situations happening across the United States and across the world during his time there at the parks. It's amazing what he has accomplished. I have nothing but the highest level of respect for Bob Iger. And love him or hate him, right? Everyone has an opinion, right? But this has got to be a big thing. This is absolutely huge for the company. It's huge for the fans. And I hope that over the next few weeks, things kind of, you know, more things get put out there. A lot of the absurdity.
Okay. So five things you want to see come back or go away.
Oh, immediately with the theme parks. I'll tell you right now that the theme park reservation system needs to go.
I agree.
Theme park reservation needs to go.
You know what else needs to be changed? That it has to be 2 p.m. before you can park hop. That needs to go. If you're paying for a park hopper, you should be able to park hop whenever you want.
What needs to happen, in my opinion, for a fan and an annual pass holder that Kristen and I are, avid park goers, obviously, now, especially now that we're back into the fold, as you know, we took that extended long absence due to the pandemic. And of course, since we have kids now, but first of all, get rid of the park hopper restriction, get rid of the park reservation system, and bring some normalization back to Disney Genie in terms of getting your fast passes. Those are just some things that
I have two more to add.
Okay, well, you asked me first, so
I know, I have to keep going. That's fine.
No, that's
you made it sound like that was your last thought.
No, but go ahead.
No, keep going then. No, keep going. I just
no, and I think they need to refine the Disney dining reservation system as well. I'm sure you were going to say that.
I was not.
Okay, what were you going to say?
I was going to say they need to bring back the Disney dining plan.
Well, now that I think in a lot of respects, supply chain has kind of settled down, they could possibly do that.
The other thing, bring back all the annual passes for sale.
Sure. Why not? I mean, there's a lot of things they can institute immediately or, you know, within the next few months, just in time for the 100th anniversary, right? So there's some things that they can do, right? For theme parks. That's probably, if you're listening to this show, you're a big fan of the theme parks anyway. But that is just something they can do. And I think there are some other things entertainment-wise, you know, they can do. And I think they're, how about Magical Express, Joan? Yeah, I like Magical Express. I think it's a great service. And I think, you know, I think they can opt in for Magical Express, and bringing it back as an opt-in service is completely fine.
I believe it had something to do with the mayor's contract is why that happened.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. Yeah, you're right about the mayor's contract. You're right about the mayor's contract and transportation there, but
I think Extra Magic Hours needs to return the way that it used to be.
Yeah, for park guests.
Mm-hmm.
For hotel guests on property.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah, there's a bunch of stuff that affects the parks. For me, I think they're doing a lot of really good things in terms of streaming, entertainment, movies, like that. Continue to have people like Jon Favreau and Dave Filoni helm Star Wars, helm it, do it right, you know, be the fans that they are, continue to produce great content, just like Kevin Feige is with Marvel, and really make sure that they are free to create the content they need to create for the scores and scores of Disney, Marvel, and Star Wars fans. Pixar too. Make sure that they're able to create without so much boardroom interference. I think you'll see that over the past few years, a lot of the content is filled with different and a lot of cooks in the kitchen type of situations, which can really stunt the creative process. And in doing so, you muck up what stories they're supposed to tell. Because once again, the problem with a lot of studios is they can't help themselves and someone wants to put their fingerprints on every that they do. And it dilutes the messaging. It dilutes the type of creative stuff that they're trying to put out. And a lot of those things ended up
being disjunctive. It's like adding water to juice.
Sure, you water it down. Prior to the pandemic, Pixar, Disney Animation, Star Wars, Marvel. Well, Star Wars was problematic, but Marvel, you know, there's a bunch of really great things that can be said, and I think that they're coming back. They need to come back to core. They need to make sure that they treat their fans and talk to their fans because they do support the brand. Fans do matter, folks. Listen to the fans. Fans matter.
And, without fans, you have nobody to buy.
That's right. You have, you know, you don't have to. I think the term, like, you know, pleasing the fans is not a bad thing. Whether you're fans of the theme parks or whether you're fans of the content on Disney Plus or in the theaters, it's not a bad thing to provide fan service. It really isn't, because fans pay their money to see your product. It's not bad.
You have no job if it aren't for the fans.
That's right. So, wow. I think this show has gone longer than I thought it was going to go. Thank you so much to Andrew for coming on the show and talking about it. I have people blowing me up on my, you know, which is great. I can't wait to discuss this further with all of you out there. In the chats, no matter where you are. Yes.
What I want to know is, what do you want to see change? Like, what are you hoping that has happened under Bob Paycheck that gets changed around? It goes away. Like I said, I want to see the reservation system go away. Or is there something you want to see come back, like the Disney dining plan? What are your wishes under the return of Bob Iger? That's what I want to know.
I am texting my butt.
Jason says Iger is definitely superior to
Chapek. Is that what he's saying in the chat?
Yeah, but he said something.
There you go. Scroll up. Scroll. Done that for
it
you.
Says to Chapek, but he is not ultimately the savior Disney needs.
True. I agree with that. I agree with our birthday boy, Jason Pointer. So happy birthday, Jason.
Robin Kelly says, I want Genie Plus gone.
There you go. I agree. Oh, okay. No problem.
No. like, okay.
I'm like texting people and be like, yes. Alrighty. I think that wraps up the show. Can't believe it. Jason, thank you for that. You're right.
We got to get together with Jason soon and celebrate all of our birthdays because we haven't done that in many years.
You know what? It's true. It's very true. Oh, man. Well, I'm happy that you're here joining us on the show and all the comments and the viewers. Appreciate you. We're wrapping up the show. It's awesome. Can't believe it. I can't believe it. It's so it's great that everybody's here joining us, Kristen. Once again, Kristen, you had an awesome week for dining at Disney. You want to talk to everybody about it? What?
Oh, about the never-ending list of Disney holiday foodie guys.
Yeah. And I'm sitting here producing the Dining at Disney podcast too, by the way, and it's insane. How many Disney?
We've covered. If you've missed some shows, Mickey's Very Merry Christmas Party and all the foods for that, the gingerbread displays at Walt Disney World, the Disneyland Resort Holiday Foodie Guide, the Walt Disney World Holiday Foodie Guide, Disney's California Adventures Festival of the Holidays, and festive eats and treats at Walt Disney World for the resorts and Disney space.
It's a lot.
Yeah, and of course now they have the Holidays Around the World, the Festival of the Holidays at Walt Disney World that was released.
Of course.
It's the never-ending gift from Disney.
This is true. It's a gift that keeps on giving. Well, feel free to subscribe. We want you to subscribe to the Dining at Disney podcast. Kristen, where can people email you for their next Disney trip to take advantage of that $400 off travel deal and so much more?
Well, they can also go to Universal Orlando or many of the cruises. And if they want to do that,
yes,
theme parks and cruises at gmail.com.
Yes. And don't forget, of course, Dining at Disney on all social, Dining at Disney podcast as well. Subscribe to that. Gang, you can also check me out there on Instagram, AlJohnGo, our sister show to this Skull Rock podcast. It's Andreas Deja Month. Yes, show 3 drops Monday, part 3 of Andreas Deja. And he talks about animating Gaston, Scar, and Jafar. Like, those are the big heavy hitters, man. It's insane. And he also talks about animating Hercules, you know, but mostly the Disney baddies. And he talks about how Gaston wasn't originally how they wanted him drawn. He totally drew a different type of Gaston, which is hilarious. So he talks about that and Scar. And Andreas is just the best. He's so good and so gracious. So please check out our conversations every week with myself and Disney creative Dave Bossert. He's awesome. Skull Rock Podcast. Check that out. All righty. Email us with all your show questions. We may have answers. If you have suggestions for upcoming shows, at the Disney List podcast at gmail.com. Kristen, anything else? Oh, happy Thanksgiving, my gosh.
That's what I was saying.
Yes. Joan says happy Thanksgiving, AlJohn and Kristen.
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Yes. And thank you, Lindsay, for being our show producer.
And don't eat too much turkey.
Yes, try not to.
Because then you'll take a nap.
So next time we come back, Bob Iger will be in the driver's seat for Disney.
Next week, best of show.
We're going to do a best of show next week for Turkey Week. And then we'll be back in December. We'll celebrate my birthday because we're celebrating Kristen's birthday last week. And now this week, oh, happy birthday, Kristen. Hope you had a great birthday. Have a good birthday. Yeah. I'm staying home this week, so. Yeah. I love it. You guys are the best. Mike Cassidy says, have a great week and happy Thanksgiving, everyone. Man, you're the best too, Mike. We appreciate that. Iger's back, yo. It's a great, big, beautiful tomorrow. My name's Al John.
Something to be thankful for, right?
Something to be thankful for. I'm Al John.
And I'm Kristen.
And we'll see you real soon. My gosh, Iger's back.
The information and opinions expressed in this podcast are for entertainment and informational purposes. All other trademarks mentioned are the property of their respective owners.
Have a great week.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Hey, Derek. Happy Thanksgiving, brother. Brother, Iger's back. Can't believe it. It's amazing. Have a great week. We'll see you guys. Bye.
I'm Kristen Hetzel, co-host of Dining at Disney podcast. Every week, I chat about dining at Disneyland and Walt Disney World Resort and Disney Cruise Line with my fellow foodie, Bubba. We also feature restaurants and food reviews, information to help you plan your dining, Disney food news, recipes, and a monthly panel discussion. Visit diningatdisney.com and subscribe to Dining at Disney podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, or your favorite podcast platform. Dining at Disney podcast, the happiest plate on earth.